Diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood at hotmail.com. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, look, it's Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to do open lines this morning, so we'll be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Well, I've been sitting here reading a very interesting book. It's called Financial Turmoil. It's written by George Soros. And whether you like George Soros or not, and I don't like him at all, he is a brilliant man. He's part of the establishment. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he is telling us there's going to be financial turmoil in England, financial turmoil in Europe, financial turmoil here in the United States, a result of the incredible fiscal policies we have and of the inflationary pressures being applied by the fact that our central bank is massively exposing, creating more money without any precedent, unprecedented in all of history. And basically, the Federal Reserve has actually increased its the money that it holds threefold. And what that means is, so the purpose of the central bank is to maintain a stable monetary system. In other words, to guarantee the value of the currency. Well, the Federal Bank is doing everything they can to destroy the value of our currency. You're not supposed to do that. It's not its function. But that's what they're intent upon. And why? Well, as you read, of course, Mr. Soros' book, first of all, he is a globalist. He wants to bring about a world government, as do all of the globalists, because, of course, this has always been the plan of the ancient secret society. It is the plan of the people who hold the reins of power today. And they want to destroy national sovereignty. How do you destroy a nation? You destroy the value of its monetary system, and you impoverish its people, and the people then will plead for supernatural power so that we can actually get back to the good old days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the good old days are not coming back, I can promise you that, because they are systematically destroying the economic foundation of this country, of Europe, of nations throughout the world by destroying the monetary system. Now, Mr. Soros is part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Council on Foreign Relations, which he is a member of, is simply a front. It was organized as a front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society back in 1921. How do I know that's true? Well, I read the book by Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the last century, who discovered the secret society and wrote extensively about it. Of course, his books were effectively suppressed. His first book the Anglo-American establishment was, he finished in 1949, and he never could get it published. No major publisher in America would publish his book about the secret society that controlled America at that time, and it wasn't actually published until 1981. And this was after Professor Quigley had died, and a gentleman learned about the existence of the book, got a copy of the manuscript from Professor Quigley's estate, and published it anonymously to a non-existent publishing house with an address, a post office box at Grand Central Station in New York City. And I was eventually able to track the gentleman down. He put his name in the first edition and not in the subsequent editions. And when I talked to him, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, he was quite frankly afraid to come onto my program, gave all sorts of excuses why he couldn't come onto my program and discuss the book that he had published. But I'm sure that he'd self-printed the book and had wanted to get it out, but he was justifiably concerned for his own personal safety and the safety of his family, certainly not wanting to come on and talk about this book. Why? Because it exposes the secret society that George Soros is a member of today. And oftentimes, the people who are part of this secret movement, if they expose it, they'll be killed or impoverished, or something will be done to silence them. A few people, like Arthur Schlesinger Jr., have written obliquely about it, never exposed it, but Arthur Schlesinger Jr., writes about it in his book, A Thousand Days, The Story of John Kennedy, and just talks about this a group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Eastern Establishment that runs our country, and he did allude to it in an essay that he wrote for the Wall Street Journal in October of 1993, entitled Bye Bye Woodrow, in which he talked about the fact that maybe we were going to have to give up this dream of world government. He said, you know, let's not kid ourselves that we're going to be able to have a world government without paying for it in blood as well as with money. And the price may be too high, but we have to realize that if we give up this idea, if we give up the wonderful dream, and that was certainly laid out in those words, that Winston Churchill said were the most noble words ever written, and Harry Truman carried in his wallet all of his life. And then Arthur Schlesinger Jr. quoted from Tennyson's poem Locksley Hall, where he said, "For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that could be, heard the never nations shout with violence as it rained the ghastly dew of the nation's airy navies fighting in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World." And basically, I wrote to the Wall Street Journal, asked if I could reproduce that essay. They referred me to Schlesinger. I wrote to Schlesinger, and he gave me permission, and so I actually republished that essay from the Wall Street Journal in my syllabus on I know it's in the syllabus, a syllabus on sustainable development, and it's probably in my syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story. But most people who are part and parcel of this do not reveal what the real goal is. George Soros lets us know it's world government, all about world government. Give us a call at 877-254-7544. Open line. Love to hear.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle. Nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul. And pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever, the Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, and Dr. Stannis, open lines here. Love to hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And most members of the elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, will not really talk about the organization. There have been a few books written by insiders, but they, most of them are aimed at misleading you, confusing you. And George Soros certainly doesn't even mention the secret society, Council on Foreign Relations, he's a member of. Certainly they say we're not secret, why we publish our membership list. That is true. But of course, they hold all sorts of secret meetings you're not privy to. Some of the meetings we can find out what they're up to, and we are listed as an accredited member of the media, and so we hear about some of the meetings the CFR puts out, and they actually give us the transcript on them. And when you know what it's all about, you can read between the lines and discern. As we've mentioned before, we like to read the articles written by Mortimer Zuckerman, the publisher of U.S. News and World Report magazine. You can get it off the Internet since they've discontinued the distribution of the magazine. But Mortimer Zuckerman always has something interesting to say. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the step above the CFR and the CFR. His latest articles, the last two, and you can pull them off the Internet, talk about the coming war with Iran. It's not a matter of if, but when. Oh, we're going to pretend to try diplomacy, but it's probably not going to work. Well, the reason it's not going to work is we got our agents, and I'm convinced, planted at the highest levels of the Iranian government for a time such as this, when, of course, we need an excuse to go to war. And if Ahmadinejad isn't working for us, why, he'll doodle somebody comes along. I mean, why would people suddenly be doing everything they can to antagonize a 12-foot giant, you know, which is what America is, the mightiest nation in the world, spends more money than on its military than all the rest of the world put together. Well, I think we put out about 46% of all the money that's now spent in the entire world for military, and we're putting it out, and we certainly, one of our carrier groups could wipe Iran off the face of the earth, especially if we use nuclear weapons. And yet, of course, Ahmadinejad is constantly challenging us. Does that make any logical sense? Well, of course it isn't logical, but it's what's happening. So why are they doing it? Why, very simply, because they want a war. Ahmadinejad and the others want a war. They're not interested in getting the support of the Iranian people. They're all playing a part. like Fidel Castro, who pretends to be our enemy, like, Arafat. You remember Arafat, who headed the PLO, wore the red checkered handkerchief on his head, and we gave him billions of dollars, like the Al-Qaeda terrorists who are being financed by the Pakistani and the Saudis, and of course we're financing the Pakistanis and the Saudis. But we have a caller. Who's calling in today?
Dr. Stan,
who's calling in?
This is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I hope you are, too. I realize that you are under tremendous pressures of all kinds. I know that you're tired, as are we all who are making any effort, but I just encourage you to stick with it as long as you can, and we're praying for you. I have something I'd like to read today. It's a quotation out of the writings of the early founders of America. This is by Robert Winthrop, who lived from 1809 to 1894. He was an American orator and political leader, a descendant of John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony. Robert Winthrop is a graduate of Harvard, studied law with Daniel Webster, and he was admitted to the bar in 1831. Member of the Massachusetts House of Representatives, representative in Congress for 10 years, appointed to the U.S. Senate in 1850. And he said this, because the reason I'm saying this today is that because of the socialistic schools that wanted to take our American heritage away from us and has, we have lost sight of the idea that America's government is unique, and we have a government that was given to us by God and by the early American founding fathers of self-government. We've lost sight of that whole idea. So I would just like to quote from Robert Winthrop, if I may now.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, all societies of men must be governed in some way. The less they may have of stringent state government, the more that they must have of individual self-government. The less they rely upon public law or physical force, the more they must rely upon moral restraint. Men, in a word, must be controlled either by the force within them or by a force without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. That is, so timely for today. And later on, Theodore Roosevelt said something similar in different words. Men can never escape being governed. Either they must govern themselves or they must submit to being governed by others. If from folly or self-indulgence they refuse to govern themselves, then most assuredly in the end they will have to be governed from the outside. Prevent the need of government from without only by showing they possess the power of government from within. A sovereign cannot make excuses for his failures. A sovereign must accept the responsibility for the exercise of the power that inheres in him. And whereas is true in our republic, the people must show a sober understanding and a sane and steadfast purpose if they are to preserve that orderly liberty upon which, as a foundation, every republic must rest. That was Theodore Roosevelt. I thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Stan. I have just been thinking so much about self-government lately, and this simply, in simpler words, it simply means to do the right thing without external coercion.
But you see, the thing is that at one time, we were a godly people. And my dad was growing up. Why, they went to church for 2 hours every morning on Sunday, and they went to church in 2 hours every evening on Sunday, and they went to church every Wednesday evening, and they were constantly focused on God. But, of course, this is why the enemies of freedom have infiltrated our seminaries, and they've changed the music and the message of the church to now the church is entertainment and a good time and, so the dinners and maybe a Bible study, but they're never going to talk about the fear of the Lord. And if we don't fear the Lord and understand that there are consequences for sin and there are consequences for evil, why, of course, we're going to end up with the sort of society we have today. It was John Adams who said, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. That's why they've taken God out of our schools.
Exactly.
This didn't happen by accident. They knew what they were doing because they're men who would be tyrants. And we have a constitution. That's the law of the land. They circumvent it. They're subversives. They should be tried for treason. They're working within our courts. They're working within our legislature. They're working within the White House itself. The Constitution is the law of our land. And it's a shame that the people in our military don't have the courage to declare that and to take a stand like honest men. But then if you're an honest man, you're not going to get to be a four-star general. Your whole idea is simply to say, yes, sir, I'll do whatever I'm told to, sir, even though I know it's wrong, sir. Men like
just following orders,
Powell,
lied
to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and lied when he testified before the United Nations because he was ordered to do it. He did not have the courage to say, no, sir, I will not do that because it's wrong. We need men who fear God in positions of power and will either be ruled by God or by tyrants, or as you said, it's either the Bible or the bayonet. Could you send those things to me, Maureen? I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'd like to say something else I hope will be an encouragement to you, because you've been such an encouragement to all of us. And what I'd like to say is that a while back on your program, you said, we will take this country back one person at a time. And I have really taken that to heart. And I have four young men, late 20s, early 30s, with small children, and I am meeting with them. They don't know one another. I am meeting with them on an individual basis, and I am teaching them the Constitution. I am teaching them what is going on now and what has led up to it. And, of course, they just sit there, and men are taught not to cry, but you can tell they just feel like crying. However, I'm hoping to lead them into a knowledge of Christ, for one thing, and also into a knowledge of how to prepare their families and how to take this country back themselves by telling others and taking a stand against vaccines, taking a stand against the various things that are going on in their immediate lives, and telling them to how to prepare economically. I mean, this has been a real challenge, I'll tell you, but it's been a joy as well, because these men are really coming along. It's been amazing.
Well, I appreciate that, Maureen, and you're right. In fact, it was so rewarding yesterday afternoon to my afternoon program, and Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America was supposed to be the guest. He forgot we did open lines, and some fellow called in from New York who listens to our programs there and talked about how we had changed his life, and more than that, why, because of our ministry and the ministry of other people talking about what's going on. It come into a personal relationship with the Lord. And that is what it's really all about. For without a great revival in America, America will not survive. And we're heading into a period of turmoil and crisis now. And that, of course, is the subject of George Soros' book. The title of the book is Financial Turmoil. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Of course, it's open lines here, so we'd love to hear from you. And Maureen, those are such important, Cindy, quotations, because people have forgotten that you cannot be free if you've forgotten the Lord. And we'll either be ruled by tyrants or we'll be ruled by we'll either be ruled by the Bible or we'll be ruled by tyrants. It's the Bible and the bayonet. And that's why they've taken the Bible out of our schools. They knew what they were doing back in 1962 when they outlawed prayer and Bible reading and eventually the Ten Commandments and any set of moral values from our schools. And then we wonder why we have immorality and violence in our schools. The people who did this are not stupid. The leaders of Masonry worship a different God because, of course, they want to bring about this one world government. The same thing is true for the elite working and interlocking the Council on Foreign Relations and the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove and right down the list of all of these occult organizations, whether it be the Theosophists or the Rosicrucians or the Brotherhood or the Family or the Opus Dei, and the going right down the list of all of these organizations, certainly the satanic movement within the Vatican, and there is one, as there is within the Jesuits, as there is within the hierarchy of the Protestant Church in America. And when we find the leader of the National Associations of Evangelical Christians, 30 million members strong, turns out to be a dope-smoking homosexual, named Ted Haggard, you know we got problems. He wouldn't be there, and there weren't an awful lot of other dope-smoking homosexuals higher in the hierarchy of the Protestant Church. Who's calling?
Ted from Colorado?
Yes, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
I got a comment about Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and then Mitt Romney. All these people are just chicken hawks. I get tired of
hold that thought. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. But we want to talk about it. They're chicken hawks.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
American Freedom Network and Open Minds this morning. We started talking about George Soros' book on financial turmoil, and he tells us, he's the insiders, remember the Brotherhood of Darkness, he tells us we're moving into a period of financial turmoil and chaos and certainly the beginning of the breakdown of society. And it's important to listen to what this man says. He's an insider. He knows what they have planned for us. We have a caller who wants to talk about the fact that our political candidates, our Republican political candidates, want war. Why aren't the people rallying behind Ron Paul, who doesn't want a war, who wants to do away with the income tax, who wants to cut big government, who wants to adhere to our Constitution and bring us freedom? Go right ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. I just get tired of listening to Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney talking about let's go to war with Iran, I want to bomb them, and this and that. But none of these people have actually been in the service. You know, we got Rick Santorum who cannot fight himself out of a paper bag. And then we got Mitt Romney, who had Vietnam insurance to be a Mormon in France. And then we got Newt Gingrich, who couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. But we got all these warmongers that want to fight war. But the only candidate that I see is Ron Paul with any sense. He wants to stop the wars, stop the Federal Reserve. He wants a sound currency, but nobody is listening to this guy. The media ignores him, you know. And nobody
well, that's because the media is conspiring against him because they don't show him. They don't show what he really stands for. And, you know, when they interview him and ask the wrong questions, they don't give him the opportunity to talk about doing away with the income tax, doing away with the estate tax, limiting the power of government so men could be free. And, of course, he doesn't want to go to war. He says there's no reason to go to war. Iran is not a threat to the United States, no matter what the controlled media tell us. And all the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, people like Richard Haass and Mortimer Zuckerman and Dennis Ross and all these trilateralists and their fellow travelers, George Soros, who want to get us into a war that is going to devastate this country and increase the power of government over the lives of every American. And it's all about out of the horror of what lies ahead. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I fear there are going to be terrible consequences in America and civil unrest and violence and demonstrations and death on a scale unparalleled in history. And out of this will come the demand for world government. That's what they hope. I share your concern.
Exactly. And then, like you were saying, the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, and the Trialetto Commission, they're calling the shots, not the actual candidates. They're just puppets for the corporate media. So I believe that we will go to war with Iran real soon. And where I live at, the gas prices went up about 35 cents in 1 week. So if you go to war with Iran, I'm guessing about $400 a barrel, and that's going to cripple our economy. So it's just not looking good.
You're absolutely right. And the average American has no idea of what lies ahead financially for this country. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is the time to speak out against the war, because once we're at war, why, of course, it'll be almost considered treasonous not to support our boys, our brave boys fighting. Our brave boys shouldn't be fighting. It's a totally unnecessary war, as all of these wars have been contrived. And until people understand that we financed and built the weapons for the Nazis during the Second World War, and we financed and helped, you know, the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, until people understand these wars are all phony, nothing makes sense today. But what concerns me is, of course, the fact that Pakistan has nuclear weapons. I fear that she may well have shared the technology and perhaps even the weapons with Iran. And we gave the wherewithal to Pakistan to build the weapons. That's a Sybil Edmonds story, which we talk about. And nobody else wants to ever ask, how did a third-rate nation like Pakistan ever get the wherewithal and the ability to build a nuclear weapon? And, of course, the truth of the matter is we gave it to them, the best enemy money could buy in preparation for this war. Go right ahead.
Well, that was all, Dr. Stan. I'm a big fan of your show, and I want to listen to you every single day.
Well, God bless. But encourage others to listen. Encourage them to back Ron Paul. This is the important time, and just hope and pray that Ron will run as a third-party candidate. That way he can keep on informing the American people. And in a three-way race, with Obama and Romney, Ron Paul would win because he's going to get the independent vote. He's going to get a lot of the Democrat vote because basically, I forgot which state it was. It may have been Ohio, one of the others. Actually, Barack Obama lost. He did not have a majority of even the Democrat votes. Even the Democrats can't stand him. So this is truly an exciting time, and we've got to be out there demonstrating and getting the information out about Ron Paul. Anything else you want to say? Well, our caller is gone. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's interesting, of course, what they've done is they are actually, they poured so much money out that the economy has stopped contracting. And this will work probably to the end of this year. By next year, of course, the effect of all of these trillions of dollars that we have put into circulation, the Federal Reserve System has put into circulation, will begin to wear off, and they'll have to pour in more dollars. But by then, why, of course, the inflationary effect will begin taking place. And it is through inflation that they intend to destroy the value of our currency. And when Mr. Bernanke says, well, we'll turn off the spigots, we'll start to tighten things down if inflation comes, Mr. Bernanke is lying. All you need to do is go to the grocery store or go to the gas station and know that we have inflation. And Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, is simply lying to the American people, and he has the full support of the mass media. Anybody who doesn't know that we have inflation today has to be incredibly naive. And, Sydney, inflation is coming. We see this manifested in what's happening with gasoline. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to drive up the cost of everything in America. And that's exactly what they want. But, you see, what they'll do is they'll say, why, it's the price of gasoline that's causing the inflation. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Federal Reserve System that is intentionally destroying the value of our currency. This is an act of treason. But, of course, nobody wants to call it that. No one. They're calling treason. My number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Right.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm here at the American Theater Network. Open line by telephone number 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And are you concerned about the coming war with Iran? You should be, because of course, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end up. And this war has been a long time in the making. And as I've commented before, I'll never forget back in 1979 when it was quite obvious we had overthrown the Shah of Iran intentionally and intentionally replaced them with the Ayatollah Khomeini had been living under the auspices of the CIA for many years, comfortably in Paris. We flew him over to Iran. We had actually told the Shah he was to leave Iran, just like we told Batista in Cuba. He would leave Cuba so we could bring Fidel Castro to power. So the Shah was ordered to leave Iran so we could install the Ayatollah Khomeini. This was 1979, and at the time I remember wondering, why? Why is the CIA doing this? I mean, why would you replace the Shah, who suddenly is a tyrant? But then we're supporting tyrants throughout the world. We're supporting the tyrants in communist China. Oh, you don't know we're supporting them? We brought them to power. I mean, why do you think we give them all the trade advantages? I mean, why do you think we give the Asian Development Bank so we can lend the money and guarantee loans for China, communist China, that's killed at least 100 million, maybe 200 million of its own people? We're financing them. We're helping them. The same thing with Russia. Why do you think we have the Asian Development Bank and the East Asian Development Facilities? And if you haven't read my little pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, you'll learn about all the organizations, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, all financing communism in China and in Russia. And of course, we do that sort of thing. And we finance and create our enemies. And this is what we did. We actually suddenly told the Shah to leave. He left. We installed the Ayatollah Khomeini and the Ayatollah's regimes, and at the time it didn't make any sense. Why would we be installing the Ayatollahs in Iran? Didn't make any sense in 1979. Makes a lot of sense now. You know, if you want to have a war, you have to have an enemy, and what a convenient enemy it is. The Muslims, after all, they have a different religion, a different outlook on the world. And we can convince the American people who are gullible, who believe whatever they're told by the controlled media, that the Muslims are the enemy. They hate us. That's why we've got to hate them. And it's all about building hatred. And, of course, if you're going to have a war, you have to hate the enemy so you can get your young men to be willing to go off and kill them. But, unfortunately, they will do the same thing. And this is how they got the Second World War going. We hated the Germans. We hated the Japanese. And they came to hate us. And we killed them and slaughtered them and their wives and their children. But, ladies and gentlemen, in this next war, in this war that's coming. In this war that was planned, I believe, back in 1953 when we overthrew the legitimately elected government of Mossadegh. And I think we've been manipulating this whole thing towards a war. We know this is a timetable because Ken Fromm had told Lindsey Williams when I actually called Lindsey exactly 3 years ago, and I said, Lindsey, call Ken and ask him if there's going to be a war with Iran now. And apparently, according to Lindsey, Ken Fromm chuckled and said, Pastor, there's not going to be a war now with Iran. That's going to be about 2.5 years from now. Well, it's just 3 years from now. Everything is in place. Ken Fromm has died, but we can't get any more information from him. But it's so obvious, reading the articles written by members of the Brotherhood, of Darkness, men like Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, Matthew Koenig, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and so many more. Why, of course, there is a plan. There is a timetable. It's coming to pass, and it's now. And your job is to help us get the information out. We'll reach as many people as we can, but you're the one who's going to have to reach them and point out behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. We're operating on a timetable. They're on a timetable. They know what is planned, and they're going to carry out that plan. And so our number, 877-254, or that's 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, if you have something you'd like to say. But I fear this coming war is going to be a terrible one. And I believe there's going to be violence in America, not simply people demonstrating because they don't want the war, but I think there are going to be attacks in America. I don't know how they're going to come about, whether they're going to be isolated terrorist attacks, whether they're going to be false flag attacks, actually created by our own government. Oh, incidentally, if you didn't hear my program last night with Kurt Haskell, who was the gentleman who was in Amsterdam when the phony underwear bomber went on the plane, and Haskell was actually named as a defense witness. He never was allowed to testify because obviously that threatened the underwear bomber. But it's so obvious. My interview, you can listen to our website at radioliberty.com. This was a plant. This whole thing was a plant. The government officials actually admitted with the underwear bomber, they'd been following him. They put him onto that plane. They put him onto the plane so that they could follow him into the United States with the idea he was going to contact all sorts of other terrorists and they could identify them once he came to America. And then they even admitted that they had 50 agents waiting to testify, ready to question the underwear bomber when he arrived in the United States. What if they were simply going to follow him? Why do they have 50 people waiting to question him? So the whole thing was staged, and the American people bought it. War on Terrorism only is a $3.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network and the team, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd certainly appreciate it. We're having some problems at the present time because so many people are hurting, and actually I probably took on more stations than I should have when things were going pretty well a few months ago. But under any circumstances, we do have well over 70 stations now where somewhere out across America, every week, people hear the truth that you're not going to get through the regular channels and even through much of alternative radio about the secret societies, how they functioned, who the members are, and their ultimate plan for the destruction of this nation. Not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We've got a great new 4-CD set. It's called, DVD. It's called Geoengineering. It's the talk that Rosalind Peterson gave at our conference last September. It's the best talk on geoengineering, on chemtrails, on contrails, available in America today. And we just got the cover made. We've got everything in place. I watched it this last weekend, enthralled, and especially the gentleman that Rosalind brought with her, who spent many years working in the military, in weather modification and weather control. And although he can't tell you what he did, he can tell you what he's done and learned since he got out of the military. And he has pictures there and in the PowerPoint of the spraying. No question they're spraying. And that spraying is killing the trees and it's killing the crops. And, of course, it's got a 2,000 increase in the aluminum of the blubber of whales, and the aluminum's getting certainly into the soil, and home yard gardens are not doing as well. They're poisoning our ability to produce food. They know exactly what they're doing. You'll want to get this DVD on chemtrail, on geoengineering. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, the DVD on geoengineering. We think it's great. We think it's the best thing available, and I'm just so pleased to have it available to offer to you now. And the others will be available from the conference. Betty Martini, wonderful job on aspartame. Michael Shaw's talk on Agenda 21, the best thing we have. Those will be available within a week or two. But right now, we do have the one on geoengineering, and we'll be churning those out. You need to get them. We have our permission to copy them and disseminate them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to know how they're poisoning the air and the land and the fish and the whales and the crops and the trees, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're already under attack, not from from Moscow or Beijing, but from, of course, in Washington, D.C. and New York, these evil people who hate humanity, who are implementing Agenda 21, the destruction of Christian civilization. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group.